And finally, it's time for Question of the Week, and Izzy Clark has been concentrating on Kevin's tiring topic.
When we exercise our bodies, we get tired and have to stop after a bit. Eventually, we get fitter and more endurant at those tasks. I know we can suffer fatigue in certain mental faculties too. Decision fatigue springs to mind. If we perform difficult mental tasks, does our endurance at those tasks improve over time, or are we doomed to make poor decisions in the afternoon forever?
We're all familiar with that post-lunch afternoon fatigue. You can't make decisions and everything takes a bit longer. But can we train our brain to improve at tiring tasks? Duncan Astle from Cambridge University has been thinking it over.
Just as with physical activity, difficult mental activities show big practice effects. That is, the more you do them, the better you get. And carefully controlled studies have shown that practicing difficult mental activities, like remembering all of the objects within a picture, can make you much better at those tasks. And this improvement can be mirrored by changes in the brain. For example, the brain areas involved in attention and memory can become more strongly connected by this kind of practice.
Just like with physical exercise, mental practice can improve our skills. But if I go for a run, I will definitely need a rest to stop and catch my breath. Does this apply to our brains as well?
Even where we can improve at something by practicing it, this doesn't mean that we no longer require breaks. Demanding cognitive activities can be tiring. Forcing yourself to continue is unlikely to be optimal, and regular breaks are necessary when performing demanding tasks, even when we're highly practiced.
In that case, I'll go pop the kettle on. And if you're taking any exams at the moment, you should probably do the same.
We know that when revising, it's really important to space revision out. Frequent bursts of revision are much more effective than the same amount of revision in one long block. This is sometimes called the spaced practice effect. This is because each time you revisit information, you strengthen the corresponding memory traces. So the more times you actively retrieve the information afresh, the more durable those memories become.
So after all this training, can our brain automatically adapt to take on any task?
Whether these benefits will transfer to other mental activities that we haven't practiced is highly controversial, and there isn't much compelling evidence for these generalised benefits of mental practice.
Oh right, maybe not then. Thanks, Duncan. Next time, we're turning up the heat on Jim's question.
I recently started to attend a hot yoga class where they claim that the 40 degrees Celsius room helps warm up your muscles faster. Knowing that the body tries really hard to maintain a very narrow temperature range, I was wondering if the muscles are really getting warmer or is there something else going on? What happens at a cellular level that makes it better to have a warmed up muscle?
If you think you know the answer, you can email chris@thenakedscientist.com, find us on Facebook, tweet at Naked Scientists, or join in the debate on the forum, thenakedscientists.com/forum.